Do you get that? This is a powerful revelation to stay on target in these days. I want you also to get free from comparing yourselves, because we're going to do that altar call in a little while, because you are a creation of this Creator. That's it. And anything that tries to make you feel superior or inferior is Satan working in your life. And let me tell you this. I know some of you are going to need some of the other teachings. Some of you are going to have to go through and get rid of some of these lies, because, you know, God does this kind of a work. But I want you to know this. Since God gave me this revelation on my birthday, I don't think the same. This is the most freeing revelation I have ever had in my life. I cannot tell you how awesome it is to absolutely not have your brain try to get you to compare and judge anybody or anything anymore. It is so freeing. Most of you have the most problem judging yourself. And when you judge yourself, you actually stay in bitterness. Because when you judge yourself and you fall short over and over and over, you're really saying the Creator messed up when He created me. And the creation should not even have a clue of what messed up would even look like. But God wants you to know it doesn't look like you. Because our Creator is perfect and He doesn't mess up. And we really do have an enemy who wants us not to understand God. Are you getting this? This is really good, you guys. I mean, I was so excited when I got this. And I haven't even, everything I read, God just is just opening up newer and newer revelation through all this. And it's keeping things so clear because things are so messed up out there today. Okay. 31. Okay, he says, "This is he about whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has been before me, for he was preceding me.'" He is the Creator. This man, Jesus, was before the creation. That makes him different than the creation. It makes him not part of the creation, but actually the Creator. "And I did not know him, but that he be revealed to Israel. For this reason I came baptizing in water, and John witnessed, saying, 'I have seen the Spirit coming down as a dove out of heaven, and he abode on him.' And I did not know him, but the one sending me to baptize in water, that one said to me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit coming down and abiding on him, this is the one baptizing in the Holy Spirit.'" So Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. "And I have seen and have witnessed that this one is the Son of God." So he's given us this revelation of Jesus that's powerful. He is saying this man was always, he preceded me. This one who's come to save us from our sins, this Lamb of God, this one who's going to lay down everything for us, I want you to get the revelation of this man. He is the Creator. He even talks at the beginning, everything was made for him and through him. He is the very Word of God. When I asked the Lord, like I said, what, Lord, was in, everybody's using the word DNA. What was in the DNA of Jesus? You want to know what was in the DNA of Jesus? Everything in this Word. Everything in this Word is not in you and my DNA. We are human beings with different characteristics. We have little pieces that will reveal God. But every one of us are to renew our mind and understand Jesus. Every one of us is to study who he is. And the way to do that is this Word. Because he became this Word. And he dwelt among us. I never really understood that before. I knew it sounded good and I would say it when I preached a little bit. But I never had. I always asked the Lord. I said, "I don't understand why you call yourself the Son of Man so much. And I don't understand why you're called the Word." I mean, I kind of understand, but I didn't understand to the degree that this revelation is giving me. He was the Son of Man because it was more important that you understand that he came through man than you think of him as a man. It was more important. He never calls himself a man that I can find. Now, I haven't studied it all yet, but I don't see himself calling himself a man. I always see him calling himself the Son of Man and the Son of God. The Son of Man. He came through a woman. He was the Son of Man. But he was God. He was God that came through a woman's womb. Wow. He was everything that the Word says that he is. Okay. Now it goes on. And I have seen and have witnessed that this one is the Son of God. Again on the morrow, John and two from his disciples stood, and looking at Jesus walking, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And I'm not going to get, I could really preach this. I could have a really good time too. Anyway, and that's when Jesus begins to call people and begin to move in the miraculous. And there's so many more scriptures. Probably Friday, we're going to look at maybe in 1 Peter where it really talks about all spirit of error. Do you know, I always the scripture says test the spirit. Says a spirit that cannot say that Jesus is Christ is the Antichrist. Now, saying that Jesus is Christ is a lot different than just declaring him as Lord. Jesus is Christ is a recognition that he is the creator, that he is God. And we need to begin to listen with ears to hear what the Spirit's saying when we hear doctrine, even in the church, that tries to take away who Jesus Christ really is, that he is God in the flesh. And he came through woman, so he's a son of man. But I believe he's never had a human spirit. He's never had a human soul. He's been the complete spirit of God with the very soul of God, the very person of God in flesh form. Isn't that awesome? And that he is the one. For us to be born again, his spirit has to come in us. And basically, we mature and grow and marry. Our human spirit marries him. We marry Christ. We are his bride. We're just surrendering and surrendering and surrendering to all that he is and letting him reveal all that he is. And in that place of surrender is this awesome life of peace. And so what everyone really needs to grab onto here is it is time to put the enemy under your feet. It is time to recognize that you are not superior and you are not inferior and you're nowhere in between. I'll talk about this next week. There are some people who think, I don't think like that. I never thought I was superior. I never thought I was inferior. I just don't compete. Is there anyone here who feels like that? It's like, I'm just neutral. I don't think like that. Well, if that's true of you, then you took on a coping mechanism that has taken your vision. Because if you think like that before the revelation from God, then that's what you chose. That's how you chose to deal with your own feelings of either inferiority or probably more likely inferiority, but maybe superiority and jealousy. And you know, this whole cycle of superior and inferior causes a lot of jealousy. And jealousy produces every evil thing and defiles many. We got teaching on that. Okay. Is there any questions? None? Boy, I explained that one better than usual. No one has any questions?
Yeah. Okay.
Neutral would be like someone who really does not think in terms of comparing themselves to others. They absolutely don't think like that. I mean, I've talked to some people who say, I don't get it. I don't think like that. I just block out and don't think like that. I said, was this before Christ or because of Christ? Oh, no, I've never compared myself. Well, what I believe happened is it was too painful to compare yourself because I noticed the people who do this have no vision. In other words, they have no ambition. They're the people who I think you take on a deaf spirit, even a deaf and dumb spirit. In other words, you can't hear what's going on really, and you lose your gift to have ambition. They're the people with a lot of gifts and talents who don't do anything. And we dealt with that. We helped somebody get free from that. I think people who absolutely don't know what they have, like it's like they live in neutral state. I don't really feel bad about myself, and I don't really feel good about myself. I just kind of am. And what happens with that counterfeit mechanism is you're going to stand before the Lord one day. First of all, he's going to take what he's given you and he's going to give it to someone else who will use it for his glory. Because everything God has given you to do for the Father's glory is going to be accomplished. And there's a reason he wants it done. It's kind of not like I have a choice to either really do what God wants, or I'll just live my own little life and not do anything really bad and I'll be okay. No, there will be a judgment. He'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Or he'll say, away from me, you work of iniquity. I don't know you. Or he may just show you how much he had for your life that you missed because of the lies that you took in to cope. I think the most painful part is going to be for some people to come out of the neutral place. And it's also the hard part for some people to come out of the superior place is to have to deal with why they went there. You know, what really made you go to feeling superior? What is it that you're afraid to face? What is it that Satan did to you or said to you or came against you with that you ran up there at the point of putting other people down to stay there? What is it that's really been sent against you that you haven't dealt with? And then some people are afraid to come down from there. But with the teaching God's given us of bringing Christ into it, it shouldn't be hard. Now you know you really don't hate anyone, right? So when you come down from that high place or get yourself up off the floor from that low place, you can face this stuff. If you got the teaching, you need to get a hold of the teaching led by the Spirit. Do you understand what I mean? Now you know you really can forgive that person that you're afraid that you won't forgive. Now you really can find out you aren't that person. You aren't that person who was a wimp. That just got beat up and was embarrassed by it. That's not who you are. You're not that person who was so horrible and hateful and terrorized people in school. That's not who you are. You don't have to be afraid of it anymore. You're not that person who was so ugly and nobody wanted to be with you. That's not who you are. You're not that person that people are only interested in you because you're so good looking or you have so much money. Do you see what I'm saying? All of that is on that scale. That's baloney. And everything that we do from doing drugs, drinking, sleeping around, trying to impress people with who we are, all of that is all because we're still struggling in this comparison game. So we can't embrace who we are in Christ. It's kind of, you got to embrace who you are so you can lay it down in Christ. You've got to love who God made you to be. Okay, whatever things that the enemy has done to mar the picture, God doesn't expect you to love those things. Okay, he doesn't expect you to love those things. When my son was fighting sickness, and with his sickness, he had to take extra heavy doses of steroids, which totally puffed up his face. And it kept him way beyond the height he should have been. I didn't love that happened to him. I loved him, even though the enemy had disfigured his face for that short time, thank God, because of prayer. But either way, if he had a disfigured face till the day he died, I would have loved him, and I would have seen who God made him to be. But by the stripes of Jesus, we could take away those mars. And it took 15 years to get most of those mars off of him. There's mars that are hidden. Not everything is a disfigurement. Not everything is something everyone can see. Some of those mars are inside of your heart. There are areas where you don't feel good about yourself. There are areas where you put other people down. Do you understand? Those are just as important to erase, maybe more important. You know, if you eat and eat and eat, and you can't stop eating, and you have a weight problem and a health problem, that's not who you are. That's just what the enemy's done to you to mar the picture God has for your life, to glorify him. And God wants to get in there and heal those places. But what happens in our system of judging those who don't have the outward, obvious attacks of the enemy, it's very easy for them to put themselves higher than someone who has those. You know how corrupt, the word corrupt means getting away from the original intention. The original intention of God giving people different skin colors is because he's creative, because he just loves everyone, and anything he creates is awesome. And if you needed more pigments to live in certain areas of the world so that you wouldn't end up being French fried all the time, you got more pigments. Wow, that's the whole sum total of why some people have darker skin than others. And if you actually check where their heritage would be from, it'll be a place where you need a lot of pigments. Wow, that's not the work of a God who was cruel and just trying to cause racism on the earth. That's the work of a God who was creative and protective and loving. But the enemy's taken, and he hasn't marred you by making you a certain color or a certain gender. But you bought that mar in your own head. Because the devil and his system wants you to feel inferior while somebody else feels superior. And both of those are wrong. To feel superior over another creation is ridiculous. And God really has usually pretty logical reasons for a lot of the stuff he does. We need to get free. How many want to get free? Let me tell you, folks, you may need, and if you don't get free tonight, it really is because you need some of the other teaching. And then you begin to go, whatever area you still feel superior, inferior in, whatever area you're still comparing yourself in, that's where you need to get the teaching, because you got to break that stuff down. And now, you know, it's really easy to take that teaching now. Wait a minute, this can't be true because I'm a creation of God. This can't be true. I'm a creation of God. Bitterness can't be true because God didn't create me this way. The enemy just came along and got his markers to try to make me think God did this so that I could be bitter against God. Because if I'm bitter against God, he could take my soul to hell. The devil could take my soul to hell. Or if I turn it around and say that the Creator did this, then Satan likes that okay, because then you made the Creator look like someone he's not, so that other people don't want that Creator.